here's Paul for you.
Hi, Nathan. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with that call. It did not disconnect on my end, but it's certainly a
problem.
I couldn't hear you.
Some reason my phone disconnected. I'm not even sure why. I was just
That's okay.
Clicking over to my messages, and all of a sudden it just was like.
Oh, that's okay. So were you
in the middle of a conversation?
I know we are. Were you able to open up that link?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I've got your...
Okay. So, you know, like I said, you're going to get that tracking system. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can manage and monitor your online reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we're creating all the content that's important for Google here, and whether that review originates on Google, Foursquare, Superpages, Manta, it repopulates on your tracking system. So from one place, you can respond to your reviews or even request more reviews. We've been around, like I said, since 2004. I've actually been with the company myself for almost 12 years. April 17th of 2013 is when I started. So you'd be in really good hands with us. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, but our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it's profitable. I mean, if your phone is ringing, you're getting quality jobs, you're probably going to want to keep the service. Now, you'll see that blue-tinted photo. It kind of outlines a little bit of what we do, especially early on. Just below it, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a box that you can click on. That is not copy and pasted off the Internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity where it says Google Partner, that colorful Google G. If you click on that, it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner, and that really ensures your success. When Google makes changes to their PAC algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time, whether they're big changes or small. They're usually small. They let us know so that we'll always make sure you have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. And that's where people make those buying decisions. So that's the important part, is getting you on that first page in the exact moment or someone in your service area is looking for someone who does what you do and trying to find who to call. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, we are talking about the Platinum package, and everything on that Platinum package would be included here. Even the optimized landing page, which I can upgrade to a custom website for you, we could include that at no additional cost. It only takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out that website for you. If you still wanted to go through Houzz and get a website through them, if you like theirs better than ours, we could promote that website. That would not be a problem. We would still keep ours as a credible citation that talks about your company and your services. Now, what I was trying to do here, actually, you know, when our call dropped, was message my supervisor to see if I can do, well, it's the only thing I've got in my system that's lower than an established business rate. And it's officially a friends and family rate. And it is, you know, sometimes reserved for just friends and family of employees here. But I know that my supervisor makes the exception every now and then. And I was just telling him that you spend a lot of money with Yelp, you know, and he kind of knows what you're going through here. So the friends and family rate for that Platinum package, it does a couple of things. First of all, it waives the entire setup fee. So not just the $200 that I was going to get rid of, but the $299 setup fee goes away. And instead of $599 or even $299, which is the reduced rate for established companies, the friends and family rate is only $249. And I think that package is perfect for you. I mean, obviously, you do travel a little bit. We want to include those Facebook or Meta ads to get you quick coverage throughout that entire one-hour service area. But instead of $398 to get things started and then, you know, $299 every month after that, it would just be $249 as an out-the-door cost, and then that's the price that sticks and stays. So it saves you $600 a year if you keep the service, and you'd only keep it if it was working for you. Of course, it's still month-to-month. But in that way, it saves you about $150 off the already reduced rate, making it affordable, I would hope, enough for you to get things going here for you. And then, obviously, we have to earn your business 1 month at a time.
Sure. Yeah, you know what? That sounds actually fairly reasonable as far as something that we could still at the moment swallow, I think.
Mm-hmm.
especially, you know, if we don't have to come up with a big nut, right?
Yeah, of course.
That out.
Well, that's kind of how a lot of businesses work. They make you pay up front, or they lock you into a 6-month contract to make sure that they don't lose money on it. To be honest with you, even at $299 with that $99 setup fee, the reason it's $898 if you add the $599 and the $299 up, that's about what we spend in the first month to get you on that first page. So when I'm reducing the cost of that, it means that we're investing in your success as much as you are. We have to keep you on board and earn your business for it to make sense for us. So we're not one of those companies that tries to make sure that they get their money, whether you end up liking the service or not. We just have to be profitable for you. You know, we make it affordable enough for you to get the opportunity. That's my job as a pricing director, and it's kind of probably good that you spoke with me. Like I said, I've got the longevity here with the company, almost 12 years. I've been with the company longer than every other pricing director. There's a couple that have been around 10 years or more, but no one coming up on 12 years like I am. So you're definitely in good hands. I pulled all the strings and bells and whistles. I did get confirmation that I can do that $249 out the door and even include the website if you wanted us to do that for you.
All right. Well, I'll consider the website thing. Do you have any examples of what those websites look like, just so I could get an idea?
Let me get an email address for you real quick, and I'm going to send you some information here with the friends and family rate, and then an example of a website as well. What is a good email for you?
Just the twocultsrestoration
at gmail.com. Okay, so basically the name of the business. Now, I did see your Google listing has two Celts and a Jamaican restoration and remodeling. So obviously.
Yeah. So that's like that's kind of our DBA.
Okay.
But our official company is two Celts restoration.
Okay.
My buddy who's a Jamaican, came up and started working with us from Florida after we had already established the company. And
gotcha.
It was his idea that we should do two Celts in Jamaican. So that's what we did.
Okay.
We thought it was funny.
It definitely grabs someone's attention. It does make them look a little bit deeper at what's going on there. So, yeah, I mean, I just want to make sure that we're promoting your business the way you want the public to see it, you know?
Yeah, no, you can do it as two Celts in Jamaican. It's fine. It's just like our official company name is Two Celts Restoration, but we use Two Celts in Jamaican as our DBA, basically.
Okay, gotcha. So I'm sending you an email. I'm changing the pricing on here. And it is going to be the friends and family rate. Like I said, it is a fixed rate no matter how long you keep the service. Now, I have been with the company, like I said, for almost a dozen years. And in that time, we have raised our prices twice. But what I would tell you as far as that goes is that even if we raise our price down the road, your price never goes up. It stays at that reduced rate, that $249. Now, I'm also going to send you a example of a website here. Now, obviously, you do a lot of different services, but it's basically, you know, remodeling, renovation. So I'm going to send you the one that is, and it's obviously, you know, not an actual customer's site. It's kind of a mock-up of what you could expect your website to look like. I mean, it's a 555 phone number, so it's not a real website here. But at least you can see exactly how it would look. And it's a demo, too, so you can see how it would render on a laptop, tablet, or smartphone. So I sent that out to you, and it should be in your inbox, although it's Gmail to Gmail from a large server on our end, and we've never corresponded before. If you don't see it in your inbox, check your spam or promotional folder. It might have gone there instead. But it's coming from pgordon@localsplash.com. And, of course, it's Local Splash in the subject line as well. Local Splash, Local SEO, and Digital Branding Services. So, I mean, there's a lot of information on there. What you wanted to see was an example of the website. That's, I would say, about two-thirds of the way down, where the blue words say Website Demo.
Yeah.
If you click on those two words, it's going to open up the website example that I sent out to you, which is for, it's just top tier remodeling. Like I said, it's just a fictitious company, with a fake phone number. But you can click on any of those icons at the top, computer monitor, tablet, or a smartphone. It'll show you how it's going to render on those different devices. It is, of course, mobile optimized, so it stacks on itself, for those smaller screens. You can see that, you know, services, you know, we can do any of the different services that you provide. So it's multiple pages, multiple tabs. There's a gallery page, so we can put your photos on there. It's a modern looking website, and of course it's Google compliant, which means that it is mobile optimized, and it's also HTTPS. The S actually means secure, which is important because people can put in contact information on that contact form. So it's everything that Google wants to see, and of course it's a modern looking website that most consumers would find attractive, and of course with your content, your mission statement, motto, your experience on there, it would give people the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Now, like I said, it only takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out that website for you. So we can do that in the meantime, even as you're working with Houzz to get that website set up. So I think our website would be done before theirs would be. If you end up liking theirs better, then it's just an easy switch for us to promote that, and ours would only serve as a placeholder. I do that a lot when people are maybe already have a website in the works or something like that. So it's just kind of a placeholder, at least for something for people to see, because things happen quickly. You know, we do Facebook ads. We're told to say 7 to 10 business days, but it usually is less than that. I mean, if we're building a website, we want to make sure there's a website in place. Like I said, 5 to 7 business days, and then we attach the Facebook ads to it. So, you know, we want customers to know that you do quality work and see photos of the work that you do. So, you know, like I said, you don't have to have us do that website for you, but it is going to be included at no cost. And that also means that if you choose to have the Houzz site built, but then, you know, it has to be worked on, if it gets taken down and offline for more than a week or so, then we would be able to build that website for you down the road. Or if we already have it in place as kind of a backup, then obviously it's going to be there for you as well.
I got you. Okay.
You can always let us know later on if you want us to build that website or not.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I got to get the information regarding the website from my wife, because she set up all of the she did the registration and all that stuff for it.
Okay,
if you know what I mean.
So
I don't know.
So for us to build a website for you, it's a lot easier than that. I mean, we would purchase a domain after speaking with you, something that you
we have our domain, that's what I'm saying. So we got to get the domain information from her to get over to you.
To build out the website on that existing domain, okay. Obviously something that can be done at any point in time. We wouldn't be waiting for that as we build out the website. From your end, the next step would be to schedule a follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our trained expert technicians will talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, mission statement, motto, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be, you know, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And that takes place in a follow-up call. It takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes for that phone call. You don't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can carry on a conversation and it's basic knowledge off the top of your head for your company. We could even do that later on today if you're available. Now, the other thing that I'd be required to do here, especially at that friends and family rate, because we are Google partners, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are waiving your setup fee and reducing the cost of the service down to that $249 friends and family rate, that we can even include that website for you, etc. Now, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. And before I do that, Nathan, because I do need to mention your last name, what is your last name?
Lemons.
Can you spell that?
L-E-M-O-N-S.
Oh, Lemons. L-E-M-O-N-S. Okay, gotcha. And your first name is Nathan, right? N-A-T-H-A-N?
Yep.
Okay. I do see a physical address, the 544 Big Bear Boulevard. Do customers ever come to you, or are you strictly service-based?
No. We have a shop. Basically, the lower part of my house is a shop, and that's what we just use that as our kind of our home base.
Gotcha. Okay. So I do have that voice verification pulled up, and like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Lemons, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, could you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Okay.
"I have two Celts and a Jamaican restoration and remodeling," and that's how it's listed on your Google listing.
Yes.
Okay. And in this case, the ands, both of the ands are the ampersand, the symbol for the word and not A-N-D spelled out.
Correct.
Okay. And then it says, "Please state your name and your official title within the business."
Nathan Lemons, and I'm the sole owner.
Okay. "And as the sole owner of two Celts and a Jamaican restoration and remodeling, Mr. Lemons, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?"
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Nathan, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Lemons, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area, those residential customers needing your services, can reach out and contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nathan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, "In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement." Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Houzz, for example. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, obviously, with all of the content that we'll be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we do want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're definitely not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you won't need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might create additional online content for your business, anything new, we ask that you at least let us know. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we want to make sure that information is accurate. We do it in the beginning and we do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, we do ask that you let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it actually, you know, being the friends and family rate, and of course with it being month to month, no contract. This next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually be able to waive entirely, will be charged today's date, the 12th of March, and the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of just $249.00. Now, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, if you choose for us to do so, we would actually include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven custom website at no cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that friends and family rate of $249. And again, that rate would never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, Mr. Lemons. It is offered completely at will and no contract. Of course, Nathan, that means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Lemons, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Nathan, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment of just $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I got a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Is it your name, first and last, any middle initial or the business name on that card?
It's both. It's Two Kelts Restoration, Nathan Blake Lemons is what's on there.
You said Blake, B-L-A-K-E?
Yep.
Okay. You said it was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Nathan, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, 5348-5700-1014-0582.
And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration is 829.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
372.
372. I've got 372, 372 on the back. I've got August for 08 of 2029 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5348-5700-1014-0582?
Yes.
Does that bill at the 544 Big Bear Boulevard, 28762?
Yes.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, Nathan, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't, but if you're sending it as an email, that's better for me.
Yeah, you're going to get it by way of email in just about a minute or so here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you within that next business day. The email address will be on there as well. And you'll also receive an additional email. The first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And when you receive you'll also receive it by a text message. And when you receive either the email or the text message, I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself typically takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. I could still get you in at noon. If that doesn't work out for you, there's a 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock. This afternoon, there's a 4, 5, or a 6 o'clock. Would any of those times work out for you to get that 30, 40-minute phone call? Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call.
Yeah, probably 6 o'clock, because okay. I've got a lot to do as soon as we hang up here. So.
Absolutely, and I'll get you off the phone real quick here. It's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, it's usually about a 40-minute phone call, so it should get to you right at or a couple minutes after 6, get you off the phone about 40 minutes after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you may have. I do want to try to keep my phone line open, but just in case if I am not available when our technician is ready to call you, they will call you on their own. I did want to do one other thing here, and I'll get you off the phone pretty quick. I wanted to set up a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Two Celts and a Jamaican Restoration and Remodeling, even if it's you, Nathan, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially important if you start getting phone calls a couple weeks from now or at any time down the road from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, then it is not us, and do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money, tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us for sure. They definitely wouldn't know that information, and again, you should not talk to them. Again, the voice verification was recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly states it bills once a month on the 12th, only for $249. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in is fine, and it's Paducah.
Okay.
P-A-D-U-C-A-H.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am familiar. And then I have to type it in twice. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Possibly. Let me look here.
And let me
I got
my system. So it looks like our system's done everything out to you already. One, you can.
I've got 1, 2, 3
of them.
Additional
exactly.
emails from the first one. So.
Yeah. So the welcome email, you might want to open up that later. Not only does it have our contact information, most of our emails do, it has your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system won't be active until after we do your client interview and maybe a day or so after that. You can try it anytime, but you might get an error message saying that we're still setting things up. We made your username easy for you to remember and easy for us to associate with your account. It is the phone number that we are speaking on. You cannot change the username, but again, it's just 828-266-6009. The area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your default password, you can change it anytime. It's NetSocial, N-E-T-S-O-C-I-A-L, all lowercase, no space. So that's on your welcome email. The one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, you can get rid of that or just ignore it. You are already Google PIN verified. That's just an automated email that everybody gets. The other one is the one that I wanted you to see, the one that says local splash initial invoice, and I'll get you off the phone real quick here. But if you open that up, it says, hello, Nathan Blake, which it's because it's in the same line as your first name, not your last name here. But then it says your invoice is located below. Then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. So click on the click here. It'll take you to the local splash terms of experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
I just see access your dashboard. That's the only.
Okay. So above that. If you go up to the body of the email itself.
It says, it shows the invoice, but there's nothing else to click on, and then it just says access your dashboard, and it has a phone, email.
Yeah. So go
schedule appointment, live chat.
Right. If you go above the invoice itself, to the body of the email.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
It went down, like all the way down when I opened it, so I thought that was the body of the email.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you got to scroll up to the top, and then click on the two words, click here, to accept the subscription terms. That's going to take you to the local splash terms of experience. I want to get you off the phone quick, so I'm not going to walk you through here. But feel free to scroll through that. Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we'll mirror the content on Bing so you get those phone calls. Now, you'll see the long line that goes across it. It populates your mobile number, and below that, a couple of boxes that we do want you to click on. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click on both of those boxes. And then in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears there. So first, middle, last name. It is case sensitive, so the N, B, and L are all capitalized. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored longer box, and if you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on that, it actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that it's the friends and family rate, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, that it's month to month. It does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. If it asks you to log into your account, you can skip that step. It's just the automated system thinking both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it now.
So it hit me to this welcome to Local Splash, sign in with credentials below. So what is my username and password again?
So, yeah, again, you do not need to do that right now. In fact, if you try it now, it's going to probably give you a message saying that we're trying to set things up still. But your username, it's just the automated system trying to get you to get in through your dashboard. But in the next day or so, you're going to get confirmation when your dashboard is active. But your username is your phone number, area codes included, but it's just numbers, so no dashes or spaces. It's 828-266-6009. That is your username. You cannot change it. Your password is NetSocial, NetSocial. All that information is in the welcome email. But like I said, you don't have to try logging in right now. Like I said, I'm just going to put in some notes real quick here. We do have your client interview scheduled for 6 o'clock. I hope I'm available towards the end of the day when our technician is ready to call you. Certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you. It has been a real pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you for your patience and your kindness, and certainly welcome aboard. We're excited to get that going for you, get your phone ringing, earn your business 1 month at a time, and help you forget all about that Yelp experience.
So just quickly, this says Local Splash wants access to your Google account. Select Local Splash can access, see, edit, create, and delete your Google account.
I'll say yes.
If you're not able to do that, that's actually one of the things that our client interview technician will walk you through. We just want to have managerial access to the Google listing that you already have. We certainly do not want to create a duplicate listing for you, but we do want to be able to attach additional content to that listing to get you onto that first page. Like I said, if you have any issues or concerns doing that right now, our client interview technician will walk you through that in that follow-up call at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's giving me a Google authorization error. So.
Yeah, that's something that we have to do on our end, too, simultaneously. Like I said, you don't have to worry about that. But other than that, like I said, welcome aboard. We'll be speaking with you in that 6 o'clock hour.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Nathan. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.